One with Bax and O'Brien, Rock 102. The Enfield 4th of July town celebration is coming up on July 7th, 8th, and 9th. It is going to be a big to-do, and in the studio to talk about it, Greg Stokes and David Foster. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Hey, great to be here.
Good morning, Bax. How you doing?
Very good. First of all, this looks like a pretty big deal that you guys have got to plan. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up.
Well, it's probably our 36th, 37th year. It's one of the things that we look forward to in Enfield every year. It has music. This year, our music is going to begin at 1 o'clock on Saturday. We're doing a long day. Friday night, we have music, and David can talk about the bands, and then we have music on Sunday. We have a great craft and vendor marketplace, a craft fair, 5K race, fireworks, you know, sponsored by Trantolo and Trantola. And it's all made possible by our sponsors. MassMutual is our big sponsor, Bud Light, Town of Enfield. Arteoli Dodge has come up. We've named the stage after them, and so it's the Arteoli Dodge stage. And mm-hmm. It's one of our biggest events. We expect anywhere from 10 to 15,000 people on the green each night, probably about 25,000 on Sunday night for the fireworks.
Yeah, and you talk about the entertainment that you got. You did a great job. Tell us about who's coming.
Well, on Friday night, we're really pleased to headline Arturo Sandoval, who's just a worldwide monstrous jazz trumpeter. Has won 10 Grammys, made a movie about him, played the White House last year for President Obama.
Kind of a show off, 10 Grammys, huh? That's yeah. Where do you put all 10 Grammys?
Yeah, and we only got one or two, don't we, David? So,
hey, Kanye West can't even get one.
Right.
Well, yeah. There you go, man.
No, yeah. But Arturo Sandoval is a big name in jazz.
Oh yeah,
big. He's played with him.
Brilliant, and 3 years ago I booked him for the Hartford Festival of Jazz. They were struggling on their opening nights on Friday at Bushnell Park, and they were drawing maybe 3,000 people.
Yeah.
So I booked Arturo and gifted it to them. 40,000 people came.
Really? Wow.
40,000. So if we can see a quarter of that, which we will, weather, we need weather, but it's
right.
Weather,
right.
We're going to have a full field.
And, but that's just on Friday night. You still got Saturday and Sunday to go, too.
Right. And I'm going to open because he's my buddy.
Right.
With the Chicago All-Stars. Arturo's my, dear friend, and I've, we've been friends for a long time. And this is kind of my last year of producing for my friends in Enfield. I've produced for them for like the last 20 years. And I'm just getting to the point now where I'm getting to that ripe old age where I'm trying to push a few things off my plate. I think
you're up,
a place where it's,
And you're just about up to here with entertainment.
Yeah, I was going to
David has done, let me tell you something, he's been a great partner with us and work with us, backline and everything else. And we're looking forward to having him. On Saturday night, we get the Let Out coming up as our final band. We got the Savage Brothers, Equinox, all day long on Saturday music, starting at 1 o'clock. That's different, by the way. We usually start at 5, but after the parade, which starts at 11, and our theme is There's No Place Like Home, folks can come on the green, go to the Taste of Enfield, great variety of food, grab a beverage, grab a Bud Light or something, or a soda. And sit for the entire day, listen to music, and enjoy all the activities with the kids and teens and everything.
So. And then on Sunday, you have the Hartford Symphony and the fireworks
right.
on the same night. So that's pretty cool, too.
When you think about, it's 2017, and to produce 3 days of free music in this day and age, it's absolutely unheard of.
What I would imagine that the logistics of getting the symphony orchestra out there has got to be pretty remarkable.
Oh, it is. I mean, obviously, they're obviously talented, and they're very, very, organized, one of the best in the country. They come in, and they set up during the afternoon. The miking of each stand is amazing to watch, all the chords go up there. And then, of course, we start off with the national anthem, usually with the local personalities. And then when they hit it off, it's just something you got to be in awe of. We're blessed. MassMutual makes that possible, and they've done that for years, and we appreciate MassMutual.
Yeah.
Do you get somebody who may have had a few too many beers yelling during the Hartford Symphony Orchestra, Freebird?
What happens? In all seriousness, what happens is that Friday and Saturday night, obviously, it's a lot of good rock. Of course, we're having jazz night on Friday night, which I'm looking forward to. I like jazz. On Sunday, folks begin about 1 o'clock setting up blankets, preparing for the fireworks. They begin to show up. And that really has more of a family atmosphere, a lot of kids playing. It's fun to watch the kids run around the green. And then, so it's more of that. And so we don't say, and we've never really even on Friday and Saturday had any bad experience. And in fact, we want folks to be loud. We want them to enjoy themselves.
Right.
You know, obviously be very, very prude when it comes to what they're drinking. But we've never really had any major problems. Great volunteers. We could use more. And great security. And the infield police officers are there. But we've never had any big incidents. It's great.
It sounds like an amazing weekend you guys got planned. I gotta ask the question. You say that Arturo Sandoval is a longtime friend. How'd you meet him?
Well, I've always appreciated him from afar, and then when I started, booking him in certain places, I did it through charities where I'd raise money for scholarships, or I'd, most of the things I do now are for charity because, in the old days I used to own the Shabu Club.
Right.
And I, that's when I was doing it for a living for many, many, many years. As a matter of fact, I started singing professionally when I was 14, and I used to play a joint in Springfield called Sweet Charities.
Okay.
That's how far I go back. So you guys don't even remember that.
That's even
so like,
that's beyond me.
I may have been conceived there.
I'm so old. It's like AD, for God's sake.
But on Friday night, David's band and the Shabu, they're going to be there. We got to hear them in Mohegan Sun a couple months ago, and it blew me away, and I really enjoyed it. So
actually, I have two names because I wear the name. I've been the leader of the house band at Mohegan Sun for 20 years.
No
so
kidding.
We're the Mohegan Sun All-Stars when we're at Mohegan, but we're the Shabu All-Stars everywhere else because, all the old tribal cats before the casinos were built used to hang out in my club.
Oh, no
So kidding. When I finally got booked there many, many years ago, they all came to see me. Then they offered me a long-term contract if I'd wear their name.
That's a great in. That's a great in.
It was unbelievable.
You have former customers, now they're hiring you. That's great.
Yeah. I'm like the old Jewish Indian.
All right, there we go. Hey, can I mention, too, our website, because there's a lot of information that we can't share in a small spot and stuff, and we appreciate being here. By the way, thank you guys for Rock 102 being one of our sponsors this year, and I know that John O'Brien's going to be there on Saturday night to help me on stage. I MC the weekend, and I'm looking forward to have him help me. But infieldcelebration.org is our website. And all the information you need there. We do need some more volunteers. It takes about 400 volunteers. But if folks could check out infieldcelebration.org, that has all the information, all the events, the schedules, transportation, where you can park, all the shuttles, everything. So check it out there.
And nobody brings the energy to a crowd better than John O'Brien.
That's the truth. Yeah. That's like John O'Brien comes back home.
Yeah.
We're bringing him back home. And he's a hometown guy. We're looking forward to it. And he'll be on stage and we're turning them loose, and that may be scary, but we're turning them loose, all right?
Excellent.
Again, the website, enfieldcelebration.org. Greg Stokes, David Foster, we appreciate you coming in. Best of luck next weekend.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks, folks, come on out.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. 8:59 with Bax and O'Brien to Rock 102. Bax and O'Brien.